Today, we will read Mark chapter 9, verses 1 through 29. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that today you would speak to our hearts. Lord, I pray that you would teach us more about who you are. Help us to understand what you are saying to us and how we can put that into practice. Lord, I pray that you would show us who you are today. Show us what you would have us do and speak to us. Help us grow in you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 9, verses 1 through 29. And he said to them, "Truly, I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see that the kingdom of God has come with power." After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There, he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, they were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud, "This is my son whom I love. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. They kept the matter to themselves, discussing what rising from the dead meant. And they asked him, "Why do teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus replied, "To be sure, Elijah does come first and restores all things. Why then is it written that the Son of Man must suffer much and be rejected? But I tell you, Elijah has come, and they have done to him everything they wished, just as it is written about him." When they came to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them, and the teachers of the law arguing with them. As soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him. "What are you arguing with them about?" he asked. A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought my son, who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not." "Ugh, you unbelieving generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. It has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us.
If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes.
Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief.
When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit.
You deaf and mute spirit, he said, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again.
The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, He's dead! But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, Why couldn't we drive it out? He replied, This kind can come out only by prayer.
All right. Today's reading begins with the story of the Transfiguration. Now, what on earth does that mean, transfigured? Well, basically, what happened is this. Jesus goes away with three of his closest followers, Peter, James, and John. And he goes on top of a mountain. And there, the Bible says, he is transfigured before them. He is changed. His figure, what he looks like, is changed into something different. And for a moment, these three closest followers of Jesus are able to get a glimpse of who he really is. They are able to see, for a moment, Jesus in all of his true glory and power. And it's overwhelming to them. They had seen him as a man, but here, for a moment, they are able to see the God part of him shine through, and they're speechless. And his clothes are like white, glowing white, whiter than anyone on earth could make them. And it's his glory, his incredible greatness coming out for them to see for just a moment. And then they see Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. And so Peter says, Ooh, we should build tents. I think he is so overwhelmed, he's not sure what to say, and so he just says the first thing that pops into his mind, saying, This is awesome, we should stay here forever. And so then they hear the voice of God saying, This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him. And suddenly, everything goes back to normal. And so this is an event that sticks in their minds that I think should give them confidence that they have seen Jesus like no one else had seen him. And so, as they go down the mountain after this has happened, Jesus tells them not to tell anyone. Don't tell anyone yet. Wait till after he comes back to life. And then they begin to talk about that. And then they also ask him, Why is it that teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first? They had just seen Elijah. What is that all about? Well, prophecies before had said that Elijah would return, that a prophet like Elijah would be there. And so I don't believe it was actually Elijah.
The Bible does not teach that Elijah was reincarnated, that he came back in a different form, the same man. Instead, he was a prophet like Elijah. And Jesus said he had already come. Who was it? Well, other Gospels tell us that it was John the Baptist, that his job was to come, and in the same way that Elijah preached, John the Baptist came and preached, telling people to turn away from their sins and turn back to God. And so, he said, Elijah has already come, but they did what they wanted to do. They ended up killing John the Baptist. Many times, people do not see things clearly. Just like most people had never seen Jesus for who he really was, and these disciples had a quick chance to see him for a moment in all of his glory. Just like that, many people didn't see John the Baptist for who he really was. They didn't see him or understand what it was that he was saying and why. And I think even today, many people don't see Jesus clearly. They have a false view of who he is. They don't understand who he is. And I pray that as we go through the New Testament, as we continue to read about the life of Jesus through the rest of Mark, and then through Luke and John, I pray that you will see Jesus clearly and understand who he really is, that he really is the Son of God, that he is God himself come to live as a man among us. But he is so much more than a man. He's God who came to live as a man, but also to give himself for you, so that you could have a way back to God. Now, the second half of today's reading, Jesus comes back, and apparently his other disciples that did not go had gotten into a little bit of trouble. Someone had brought to them his son, who had some kind of impure spirit, and they were trying to cast it out, but they couldn't do it. They tried, and it just didn't do it. It didn't work. The spirit wouldn't obey them. And so Jesus criticizes them and calls them unbelieving. Why don't they believe? Now, when they brought the boy to Jesus, the spirit knew who Jesus was, and immediately the spirit threw the boy to the ground. And Jesus makes it come out. And immediately it does. It comes out of the boy. And everyone's like, oh no, the boy's dead. But Jesus says, no, he's not, and picks him up. And his disciples say, why couldn't we do it? We tried to cast the demon out. Why wouldn't it work? And Jesus tells them that this kind only comes out through prayer. That apparently they hadn't prayed. They hadn't prayed enough. They hadn't spent enough time talking to God and asking God to do it. I think this is true in our lives as well. Prayer is very important. Prayer is powerful. It connects us to God. You see, the spirit, the evil spirit, the demon, the sin in people's lives, it doesn't leave because of us. It doesn't leave because we are great people. It leaves because of the power of God. You see, these spirits saw Jesus for who he really was, and it frightened them. They knew who he was. In the same way, we need to understand that when God does things, it's not because of who we are, but because of who God is and what God does through us. And when we pray, we are going to the one who actually has the power to get things done. We are going to God, asking Him to do what only He can do. In your life, is there something that only God can do? Pray about it. God can set you free from anything, but it takes prayer. And sometimes it's going to be a lot of prayer, not just a quick, okay, God, please do this. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. No, it may be a longer, more drawn-out prayer process. But prayer brings us closer to God, and it stretches us and grows us. And prayer brings God's Spirit to the forefront of our lives. It gets us out of the way as we break ourselves down, broken in prayer. So I pray two things for you today. That you would see clearly who Jesus is, and two, that you would spend time with God in prayer. Because that is where the power of God is. Pray. Talk to God. Help. Ask Him to help you see clearly who Jesus is. Ask Him to help you follow Him and do what He asks you to do. Lord, we do pray that You would show us who You are. We want to see You in a new way. We want to understand clearly who You are. And then, God, I pray that we would have faith. Lord, as the father of this boy cried out, help me overcome my disbelief. Lord, I pray that You would help us overcome any doubts, that You would help us overcome any questions. Lord, give us the faith and belief that we need to have. Lord, I pray that we would pray more, and that You would just lead us and draw us to Yourself in prayer. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.